This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Election day is here, and local governments across Colorado have issues and offices on the ballot. Voters are also being asked to decide on three statewide measures. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on those proposals.
The state constitution limits off-year ballot measures to questions that deal with state finances. Proposition 119 would raise the cannabis sales tax rate to pay for extracurricular enrichment for students, especially those from low-income families. Prop 120 lowers the property tax assessment rate statewide, although the courts may have to decide how broadly it would apply. And Amendment 78 would put lawmakers in charge of spending so-called custodial funds, money that's currently controlled by various state offices and departments. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Polls and ballot drop boxes are open until 7 p.m. tonight. Eligible Coloradans who aren't registered yet can still register and cast a ballot at a vote center in their home county through this evening. Key coronavirus metrics keep heading in the wrong direction, according to the latest state data. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Frontline providers are now caring for 1,236 confirmed COVID-19 patients. It's the most since December. 37% of hospitals expect to be short-staffed in the next week. Pulmonologist Dr. Anuj Mehta worries the state will exceed hospital capacity.
It's no longer a question of ventilators. It's a question of safely staffed beds. Like, if you typically have one nurse for two ICU beds, and now you're asking that one nurse to care for four ICU patients, that's not safe anymore.
One promising metric, the positivity rate, dipped a bit, but it's still well above the key 5% level. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.